is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Studio A. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. So if you need to refresh your memory or share the broadcast with friends and family, just click on USAprepares.com. Listen to Vincent. That's what you click on. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Nathan is engineering the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast, at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. Today, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. He's at the head of the classroom, and he sent me an email, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Welcome, Rick.
Morning. It's freezing here. I'm sitting up next to the heater trying to get warm while I talk on the radio.
Wow. Hey, Rick, record cold temperatures there in Grants Pass, Oregon. That's what you said last
week. Well, everywhere. Actually, it's one of the coldest winters in 80 years here. So, you know, we have something going on with our weather.
Well, hey, Rick, we've got, I've been counting on an average of about 10 chemtrails per day. like a low of 7.
Who's paying for all of that? You know, that, while it's supposedly not very expensive, I mean, really, that's a lot of energy up there.
Well, hey, Rick, seriously, no kidding. When I go out to feed the cows in the morning, I get up real early, and it's just starting to become light. I'm out there, and I see these buzzards in the air with these jet planes dumping this aluminum and barium in the air. And, you know, they say some of our research has led people to believe that, you know, it's 35,000 feet. No, no, it's not. It's below the commercial airline traffic. I see it. I've got pictures of it. I know it's below. And I believe they spray this in the early morning so that it blocks the sunlight for the day. You know, just as the sun's coming up.
Yeah, that's what's happening here. Same thing. It's happening in Canada. It's happening in Australia. It's happening all through Europe.
Well, we have a really neat instructor. His name is Ed Marvini. And Ed Marvini is a web developer. User Site is the name of his company. And there's a link to him on USAprepares.com. And he has these bumper stickers and stickers that he produces, like drone hunting permits. I think, Ed, I think we need to have another hunting permit. And that would be a chemtrail hunting permit. So that when we see these chemtrail machines flying around, that we have a permit in order to do what's necessary to stop these guys from killing us. Absolutely. It's an outrage. Literally, it makes me angry. Just thinking about the fact that we are burning between at a low of twice as much hay as normal, at a high of four times as much hay as normal. We're going to run out of hay, not just us, all the farmers. So get ready for that. By the way, beef prices right now, we predicted last year when we had the drought the year before, we predicted that beef prices would plummet because we're all selling our cows because we couldn't maintain our herds because we didn't have enough grass and hay for them, okay, during the drought. So we farmers sold our cows at fire sale prices, and we said the price is going to fall, and it did. And then we said, now get ready because we're going to have sky-high record prices. And right now, right now, beef is at an all-time high, never been higher in the grocery store. Think I'm kidding? Just go check it out. Check out the price of beef. It's record high. Now, that's going to be fixed pretty soon because they're doing it to us again. We are going to have to sell our cattle at fire sale prices if they keep spraying these chemtrails in the air and dimming this sunlight so that the grass doesn't grow, so that the cows don't have enough to eat, so the cows are starving. So, again, we sell our next crop of cows. And when we do that, you'll see fire sale prices again, and then you'll see another record high. Probably, oh, maybe 9 months later to 18 months later. That's my forecast. Rick, it makes my blood boil. I hit my own button. Jeez.
I know, like last night. You're right on it.
Hey, Rick, seriously, you sent me an email this morning, very early this morning, and it's about this gal in Cape Coral, Florida.
Yeah.
Do you want to lead into it? I've done some research.
Go ahead and go for it, please. Go for it.
Okay.
You're good at it.
Okay. Here it goes. Class, I'd like you to turn to usapreparers.com, the website. Page one. The top post. And on that post at usapreparers.com, you'll see that the article title saying, headline, Robin Speronis, off-grid woman notified of eviction from her own home, Cape Coral, Florida. Call Marnie Sawicki, the mayor, at 239-574-0436. Now, I called as soon as I got that. And Rick, I saw the post from InfoWars a couple days ago. And when you sent me the email this morning, I decided to pursue it. So before I got on the air, and it wasn't very long ago. It was just minutes ago, probably 45 minutes ago. I called the mayor's office. And actually, I had to make several phone calls. And I finally got the mayor's office phone number. And that's the phone number that I have on the website, 239-574-0436. And I talked about it, and I was very pleased to chat with this lady. And I'm just not going to give her name right now. But she was very polite. She was very succinct. And she wasn't one of these typical people that I've seen who digs their heels in and is ready for a war.
No, she actually, you know, the video showed that she was being really clever for an overhead encumbrance with electric and sewer and water, and she had her whole systems down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, center town, right downtown, right there, and didn't require any, and they closed her down, condemning her place because it didn't have running water.
Well, I talked with the assistant to the mayor this morning.
Yeah.
Very delightful lady. I mean, very delightful. She was so delightful, Rick, that I invited her to be on the radio with us and talk about government.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, I really like this lady. As a matter of fact, I said, if I'm ever down that way, I'd like to buy you a cup of coffee and we can chat. I was pleasantly surprised because normally when we encounter the government types, they're ready. I mean, they are ready to slug it out.
You know, it's human beings. Everybody's a human being. It's wonderful. What it's going to happen to this woman?
Well, let me tell you the story. So
yeah.
There's this belief that the city is going to evict her. And that's what we're led to believe. That is not the case because the city cannot evict her from her own home. The city does not own the property. And that's what the city told me. They said they can't evict her. Now, she, according to the Post, she has, and I've gotten some inside information.
Well, who posted the notice on her property that it was condemned?
Well, the city, it's not allowable. The city cannot force her out of her own property. They can't evict her. They can make her life difficult, but they can't evict her. So anyway, the city said, after a little discussion, I really got to the heart of the matter. The heart of the matter is very simple. There is a water line that connects from the water main to this house. And this woman is not using it. She is not using water. But the city wants her to pay for the service that she could be using if she chose to use it. But she's not using it.
In the video, she had her drains hooked to collecting water barrels. Yeah. It was really cool, you know, mm-hmm. the way she was doing it. That, by the way, collecting your own rainwater is illegal in the state of Oregon. They've actually, there's a friend that I know in Medford that's in jail for doing that very thing. Because when the water falls, it belongs to the state of Oregon. And that's the new direction they're going to try to do in privatization of water.
Now, this guy, the one that you're talking about now, Rick, he has a small farm, I believe, doesn't he?
Right, and, right, outside of Medford, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what he did was he put some, what do they call those? He terraced his property so that the water wouldn't run off as quickly.
Yeah, he fixed the whole thing, his house, his property, the way the water line ran. On his property, he changed it so that it was more efficient.
Right. And so he was arrested and jailed. And I called the county about that. And they said, look, west of the Mississippi, you can't alter where water runs. You cannot do that. Now,
that's that Rampurian water rights concept.
Right. And what they're saying, here's what this is all about. And this is, to me, this is absolutely nuts. And here's what it's about. So let's say you've got a property upstream. And somebody down, or let's say there's a stream that's ahead of your property, higher up. And you live downstream. And you're using that water. And you're there first. So you're downstream and you're using the water. So the guy that buys the property upstream from you can't do anything to prevent that water from running down to you where you're using it because you got there first. That's what this is all about. Now, to me, I don't really want to do anything to prevent my neighbors from having water. But darn it, if it's my property and my cows are drinking and I need to clean out my stream to make it more efficient for my cows to drink and protect the water, darn it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I don't care what the law says. And when we get back, we're going to talk more about Robin Speronis. To me, it's bravo to Robin Speronis, Cape Coral, Florida. And I'll tell you why when we get back.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I just opened an email from one of our newest instructors, and his name is Senior Chief Jeff Ross, United States Navy retired, surface warfare, air warfare, airborne, and he lives in Florida. And he just sent a letter saying the same thing that we're talking about right now to Governor Rick Scott, Sarah Palin, the copy to the President of the Senate, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Mike Hill, Representative Greg Evers, and copy to Steve Ducey. And the bottom line is he is as livid as we are. And he, I'm going to post his open letter to the mayor, Marnie Sawicki, mayor of Cape Coral, Florida, because of this potential eviction that they're working on to get Robin Spironis out of her own home. Now, the reason this bothers me is that we have the right to be secure in our persons, houses, papers, and effects, and against unreasonable searches and seizures, and it shall not be violated. Okay? So, the bottom line is, this is this woman's home. She does not want to be connected to the water supply. She does not want to be connected and use it, and she's being billed for it. It's all about revenue. That's what this is about. And because of that, the city's giving her a hard time. So let me give you that number, and I suggest you call the mayor's office and tell the mayor whatever you think about this. The number is 239-574-0436. Now, we need to stop city governments from telling us what to do. I don't want fluoride in my water. Rick, I am not going to pay for the delivery system of a poison to my family. I'm not going to do it. I don't have it right now. I don't have fluoride because I'm
broke. What this is about, too, is the difference between living inside of city limits and outside in the country.
Yeah.
And water ditches and the use of, we have it here called OCIS. There's a Siri things like that. If you put flowers down on one of your fields, you can change your tax base, that kind of thing for agriculture. The thing is getting more and more encumbering, and is one of the reasons why Dennis Kucinich is one of the people that told me that he sees the United States actually provincializing, breaking down into probably as many as 9 provinces where there are groups of states that have issues against the federal government. In my area, out here on the West Coast, it's about the legalization of marijuana. However, in your area, it's about the subsidy of corn. And there's now states that are in full revolt of these encumbrances that the federal government is placing on us, and it's now becoming quite evident that Obama isn't our president, that something else is going on here.
I know a guy who used to be in the Missouri House of Representatives, Missouri State House of Representatives. And this guy told me that he was really being pressured by the established blue bloods in Missouri to vote in favor of the corn-to-fuel programs and bills. And here's the proof, Rick. It takes more than a, if we make it in simple terms, it takes more than a gallon of energy to get a gallon of fuel out of corn. So it's a net loss. And not only is it a net loss, but we're consuming our food supply.
Well, worse than that, corn has already been shown to leach the soil and totally decimate the crop of productivity of land. It is. That's why they have to give it moratorium, where you only grow it once every 3 years on your piece of property or something.
Yeah,
and the whole thing's wrong. The corn, like beef, unfortunately, are not really very healthy for you.
Class, when we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the city of Orlando. And they did something that wasn't very nice to a family that was interested in growing food on their front yard. And I'm going to tell you what we can do and how it works, and then you'll understand how we can take action right now today. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need. to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Rick, when on January 11th, 2013, I posted an article about the city of Orlando, Florida, fining a family $500 a day for a day, $500 a day for having a garden, growing a garden in their yard. This is in Orlando, Florida. So I saw this article and I posted it on our website.
I remember that. I remember when you did that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I called the city, you know, and in the morning, and no one would talk to me. So you know, they're all busy. These city employees are really busy. I'm not sure what they're getting ready to go on break, and they're coming back from break, and they're getting ready to go to lunch, and you know, that kind of stuff. So they're really busy, and so I called them, and I couldn't get in touch with the person I needed to, and they said, well, in the mayor's office said you need to talk to the investigator. So okay. Well, I got the investigator's number. She didn't call me back, so I posted her name and her phone number on the website and gave out her phone number on the air. Well, that was in the morning. By the afternoon broadcast, I was on from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock before I got fired in Springfield. I was on the air, and I got a desperate call from the city of Orlando telling, they left a message for me because I was on the air at the time, that they the fine was on hold. The violation, the fine was removed. The violation was on hold, and the city of Orlando is reviewing their ordinance so that they can stop this, so that people can now grow food for their own consumption and whatever they want in their own properties. And that was a victory. So the reason I'm telling, and I just posted it, I reposted that on page one. So if you want to look at that little post, you can see it with the names and phone numbers at usaprepares.com. So the whole point of this class is if we call these cities and you don't even have to live there. If we call these guys and say we're outraged at what these cities are doing to other people and we support them, then maybe we can stop this nonsense across the country. Seriously, if I don't want water, I'm not paying for it. I'm not paying for it. And if I don't, let's bring it to the next level. Let's say you have an electric meter on your house and you don't want to use electricity. Let's say you buy that house. Many people buy a house that's, you know, it was already built by someone else, and they buy a home that was a used house, if you will. Okay? And it has an electric meter already there. So you say, you know what, I think I'm going to do solar. I'll get some solar panels. I'll live off the grid. And then the electric company says, whoa, we got a meter there. You're going to have to pay monthly whether you use it or not. I mean, if that's not the case where I live. But if it were the case, I would do the same thing that Robin Spironis is doing. I would fight the system.
And here in Oregon, they do that same concept with water ditches. You know, like the place I used to live when I was married with my wife, we had a well that was so good, the water ditch used it from us. However, while it was on our property, we couldn't use it. It was against the law. Encumbrances like that. They do that with mineral rights. They do that with all kinds of different things. That was in the city, and really I had to pay for a service that they couldn't deliver. In other words, they couldn't give the water ditch to me. I could have used irrigation and, you know, things like that. These are things that evolve because of control freaks and issues about where your values are, you know, values of what's important, what's not. If you live in a retirement community like I do, the value structure for keeping open the libraries or the quality of schools diminishes big time. And they don't care about other people's education. They're here to retire, spend the last of their money from there from California, and they do not support our libraries or our school systems. And as such, we have poor education down here as a result. And it's our values and people with intent. And really, what's needed now is the purity of the soul, where you start to reexamine what is important and why. There's my swinging sword in flames. For me, it comes back to the center of your purpose here.
Mm-hmm.
Is it to amass as much fortune as you can? That's nothing you can take with you when you leave. The only thing that I've ever found felt that was truth was that your education, your awareness, was what you brought back in another life. And that's what you're always about, is to try to improve the quality of your being.
Interesting you say that, Rick, because
David.
When I taught school, one of the things that I taught all my students was that you can do very well, you can amass fortunes, you can amass things, property, trinkets, tools, but all of it can be taken away from you, all of it, through war, through confiscation, through theft, but probably the one thing that can't be taken from you is the knowledge that you have gained. The knowledge that, you know, what you've learned, the skills that you've accumulated. And but I'm not really sure that some of those can't be taken from you also.
Our education is probably one of the things that's most embarrassing for me, is the fact that people don't care about the educational systems anymore, how important it is to allow our children to evolve beyond us.
I was so outraged, Rick, when when I visited the local school system here in this little hamlet where I live in the middle of nowhere, Missouri, that I ran for school board office, and I wanted to fire the I wanted to encourage people to fire the entire school board, one director at a time. And my campaign was very simple. I wanted to get rid of the superintendent so we could bring education back to this little hamlet in Missouri. I wanted books back. I wanted them to stop this nonsense with computerized learning for almost every subject. I really wanted hard copies of books that cannot be changed at the keystrokes of those who write the software. So what I'm saying is you can rewrite history. If you've got these guys in California who are developing this curriculum for, let's say, history, and all this history is online, and you learn online, and they decide to change history, rewrite history, it can be entered in one place, and then across the country, all the students will learn the rewritten history. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with depending on the internet to train our and educate our students. I have a problem with the teachers being removed from the teaching positions that they formerly held, and now they are study hall monitors. You know what I'm saying, Rick? We've removed the teachers from education in a lot of areas. We let the computers educate the students, and the teachers are just supervising the classroom the way a substitute would. It's horrible.
I wish there were more great storms out there, people that were actually trying to make those changes from the inside. This leaving no student behind and this trying to make everybody the same in terms of education it's not working.
Rick, I remember being in elementary and high school, and the guys who were really, and I went to an all-boys Catholic high school, and I remember the guys who were really great in athletics. They weren't the same guys that were really great in chemistry, you know? We all had our specialties, and we're all better at some things than other things, and we were not all the same. And not only were we not all the same, not everybody was a winner. Not everybody won. Not everybody got a prize for participating. Like, we were competitive. We were striving to be the best. As a matter of fact, we were striving to be better than everybody else in our class. And that's what it's all about, rather than falling down to the lowest common denominator and we're all equal. If we're all equal, why try?
I'm finding that my joy comes from competing with myself in terms of trying to do something even better than I did yesterday.
Interesting you say that, Rick, because I get a lot of calls from our class, and I always ask everyone who I talk to who is a class member on the radio, what can I do to do a better job on broadcasting? What can I do? Because I'm competing with myself, too. I mean, I really am. I want to do a better job. Whatever it is, I need
to improve the quality of your action.
Correct. And we all need to do that. As you said, you're competing with yourself, and me too. We all need to do that. We all need to rise above where we are. Wherever it is we are, we can do better. I know we can.
Well, that's what makes us humans, in the surprise of when you try to go do something, and then you look back at what you actually did.
Mm-hmm. Rick, there's a post. I was broadcasting.
I did bring that out on you.
Rick, there's a post on our website.
I like to play with you that way.
Rick, on our website, page one, there's a post about Wi-Fi. And some young people did an experiment with a group of schoolgirls claimed to have made a scientific breakthrough that shows that Wi-Fi signals could damage your health. They've experimented with cress, the plant. And what they found is that cress, according to this post, cress is really not happy being placed next to a Wi-Fi router or a Wi-Fi signal.
You know what the backstory is on that? Is that they actually wanted to do it on human beings, and the school felt that it was too dangerous, and so they ended up doing it on plants.
Rick, that is brilliant. Seriously, because what you just said was the school felt that a common Wi-Fi router, the thing that almost every home has inside the house, a common router would be too dangerous to experiment with for a science project.
The girls wanted to set up experiments on how it was affecting their behavior and their depression. And the school said that's too dangerous, but you can do it with plants. And that's the back story of that article if you read it closely. It's interesting.
And I did it with plants when I was in Virginia doing that remote broadcast, doing investigative reporting. I took a router from someone's house, got permission, moved it to another location, put it by a plant, and I don't think the plant was happy. We'll be right back.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why
are
you? God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, during the break, I called the same number that I gave out, 239-574-0436, and that's the mayor's office in Cape Coral, Florida. So just a minute ago, I called the number, and I talked to the mayor's assistant, and I explained that for the last 40 minutes or so, we were talking about several things, including what's happening with Robin Speronis, the Cape Coral woman who has been pressured to connect to the city water supply, and she won't do it. So I talked to the mayor's office, and Rick, the lady that I talked to, that same delightful lady that I invited to come to the expo and be on the air with us, said that she likes the website. She likes it. Doesn't agree with everything. Doesn't agree with everything, but she likes the website. And I have a feeling we have a new student in the class, the assistant to the mayor of Cape Coral, Florida. So here's the point, class. You know, it's easy to be angry. It really is with these things that are going on all around us, these liberties and freedoms that are being stolen from us. It's really easy to lose your temper. And what happened this morning when I called, I didn't lose my temper. I was polite. And the mayor's assistant was polite and delightful. And now we might even be friends. Seriously.
Well, receptivity. So, boycott is, you know, it doesn't cost anything to say no. To be able to just draw a line on what is and is not what you're willing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And we should be boycotting the Chinese factory outlet. We should try to spend our money locally wherever we can. But, you know, guys like William Jefferson Blythe Clinton saying that, yeah, this is really a good deal. You know, when we work with China, we're going to ship so much product over to China. It's a real win for the United States. What a lie that was. What a lie.
That's what the New World Order and the war, the secret war, Illuminati, all that kind of stuff. It's about $2 an hour to $10 an hour for minimum wage. And that's why everything comes from China.
Right, right, because it goes to the lowest cost producer.
But here's the way you can look at this, a way to rationalize it, wrap it in your head. You could say that I'm willing to spend 20% more on my food to justify my position in this universe on what I think is important, like I'm buying it from here, not there, and then eat less because you're already obese.
You know,
that American agriculture was the best buy there was. Per dollar spent, you got more for your buck than any other place in the world. That's all changed, and it's not because of farming.
Rick, we adopted some cats. Actually, we've adopted five cats that we found in the road or or living in a ditch or a culvert or something. And they, members of our family find these animals and we say, hey, let me show you your, you know, your new home. We'll take you out of this culvert. And so we bring these cats home, and we've been doing this for a long time, at least a couple decades. So one of these cats, the cat's name is Soprano, is obese. And I said to Soprano, we're going to change your diet, and you're going to lose weight. So you're going to get better food, but welcome to less, because you're going to eat less, and you are just going to lose weight, and that's all there is to it. Because if you look on the Internet, you'll see pictures of these fat cats. I mean huge, like 2X, 3X. That's not going to happen here. We're going to have healthy cats. So we're doing exactly what you just recommended. But back to these Wi-Fi routers. Rick, I took the tri-field meter, and I turned on a microwave oven in their kitchen. And I bought this microwave oven because it was less expensive to have that as a hood for above the stove when we built the house than it was to buy a range hood. So this is a combination microwave oven and range hood. Well, I turned it on, put, you know, some water in there, and I'll tell you what, that meter was almost, well, it actually pegged the meter with electromagnetic microwave radiation. Dangerous, dangerous stuff. The same stuff that comes out of your Wi-Fi router. Rick, when we come back, can we talk about some of the symptoms that we may have and some of the dangers and the cancers from Wi-Fi? Dr. Sure. Richard Allen Miller. RichardAllenMiller.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.